Welcome to Viewpoints. Viewpoints are the opinions, thoughts, commentary, or distinct perspective of our listeners. Today, we feature Jane Ruster, an East Tawas resident.
Hi, I'm Jane Ruster, and my point of view today is, why don't the mainstream media networks, my judgment, those political hack networks, report factual news, such as the deep state Obama spying? The Obama administration abused our laws of surveillance. Where is their outrage? Representative Devin Nunes, House Intel Committee chairperson, recently reported that the Trump administration was spied on by the Obama administration during the Trump transition period. He declared that the information was presented to him by whistleblowers that the sources should never be revealed. Representative Nunes went directly to the president with this information, which is fine by me. The president should be the first to receive this serious and alarming information. California Democrat Schiff, a member of the Intel Committee, became extremely irritated that Representative Nunes did not initially release this information first to the Intel Committee. When President Trump asserted that Mr. Obama had spied on Trump Tower, Representative Schiff many times declared no evidence. However, since Representative Schiff has surveyed and witnessed the recent Intel spy information, he has been steadfastly quiet. Representative Nunes has recused himself from the committee to warrant a credible committee resolution regarding the Trump-Russia collusion accusations. Democrats blasted Nunes for doing his job. A year before Donald Trump was elected as President of the United States, the Obama administration used electronic surveillance at Trump Tower. Why? How far was the Obama administration willing to go for a political agenda? Was the Trump team the first to be spied on by Obama and his administration? Remember the Lois Lerner IRS scandal during his first tenure as president? The Obama administration had been surveilling private citizens to obstruct and destroy their political enemies. And in 2015, NSA reported that the spying occurred on congressmen, swaying certain politicians for the feckless Iran deal. Hillary Clinton was certainly involved because this was all about invalidating Donald Trump as president. People at senior levels from the Obama administration and the CIA are very hyper-political. And Clinton allowed special clearance people to remain in the federal government after she retired as Secretary of State. The liberal press has been quiet regarding the laws of surveillance abuse. Next week, I'll talk about Susan Rice, Obama's national security advisor, and her nefarious involvement. If you cherish civil liberties, this is very concerning. I'm Jane Ruster, and that's my point of view.
Viewpoints is the particular way our listeners see the world. If you have an opposing viewpoint, contact the Public Affairs Department at Carroll Broadcasting, WKJC at WKJC.com, announcer at WIOS.com, or 989-362-3417.